This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right now with me, I do have Umesisi Mthembu, who is the Economic Activation Officer right here at Mangosuthu University of Technology, Ekhaya. We are the host today. So, Mrs. Mthembu, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to talk to the MUT Radio. And a very good morning to your listeners.
Yes, thank you very much. So we have MUT students here. So we just got to quickly jump into it. A very important question, I believe, Uti. How are you preparing or encouraging our students, ally MUT, to participate in these type of initiatives or in these types of programs?
Okay, from my side, students that normally come across me would know whenever I find a group of students or whenever I get into class, I would say, yes, you are here for your particular qualification, but we understand that the job market is exhausted outside. We understand that the unemployment rate, especially for the youth, is actually very high. Then why don't you, as you are still sitting here behind the desk, start your own small business that will grow slowly? And remember, you are cushioned by the fact that you are still at university. So no, it doesn't matter whether your business starts by making losses, because it's not like it's your living income that you are looking at that particular point in time. So we always encourage them to think beyond the textbooks and make sure that they do something that will be able to sustain them as they still wait for that long-awaited interview that sometimes never comes. So in the meantime, rather than sitting at home, twitching your fingers, it's best that you do something, because students are so innovative. They have so many brilliant ideas that sometimes stay untapped. And when you instill that culture into them, talk to them all the time, they will then they see the light and then are able to start something.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mthembu. So just to move on, we know there are programs like SWEEP, so which helps students. So can you maybe highlight some of the success stories that we've had from MUT students who have entered programs like the EDHE and APSA Innovation Challenge?
Yeah, we have had so many, even though we have not yet won the prize at the national level, but the students that have been through the programs have actually made it out there. For instance, MUT has held the deputy national chairperson position for the Committee of Practice for Student Premiers. And that position actually means that person commands 26 universities. So it was a powerful position to hold as MUT. Mr. Lindo Kuhle Zulu held that position because he's no longer a registered student. Then we lost the position. And we have Andile Mkhize, a student who participated in the Entrepreneurship InterVarsity competition. Yes, during the national stage of the competition, he was not declared a winner. But as I sit here today, I am proud to announce that through him participating in that competition, the SAP Foundation recognized him. And then they have put him into their mentorship program, which is a very well formal instructed mentorship program. Over and above that, Nedbank identified him and they gave him a funding of 220,000 rands.
Wow.
So when I talked to him and encouraged him, I said, don't worry that you were not announced a winner on that stage, because the prize was 100,000. Look at you now. You are sitting with 220,000. Yes. So we normally say to students, do not look at it in terms of you winning and coming back the prize, but look at it in terms of the benefits that you will get out of participating from that particular program. You will collaborate with other students. You will be identified by the people that are sitting on the floor just watching the competition, and you never know where your breakthrough might come from.
That is amazing. You spoke of mentorship that is offered by some places. Now, let's come back to MUT. Is there some other support system such as mentorship or funding that you offer to our students at like MUT Radio, maybe to help them start up their businesses or help them help their ideas come to life?
Right now, we don't have a fund, but discussions are in place. In fact, this morning, I had a discussion with the VC about that, and I'm putting together a proposal to see if the current funds be sourced just as a seed fund for students. Because right now, the mentorship that you give to our students is the mentorship that comes from the Economic Activation Office, which is headed by myself. So with structures in place, with funding becoming available, and remember, MUT has this vision of starting an entrepreneurship center. So I strongly believe that when all that come to fruition, things will fall into place and our students will then be given seed funds, because we can't say it's a grant. You're just a seed fund, something that will help you kickstart your small little venture, and then you have to learn to be able to stand on your own 2 feet from there.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mtem, for joining us on MUT Radio. And we wish all the best when it comes to MUT entrepreneurship support. We hope students will join the program when it finally launches, whenever it launches, a program that will support students. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you. That was Mrs. Ntombi Mthembu joining us on MUT Radio, talking about
this is an MUT Radio podcast.